Anyway, let's shift our focus back to Earth and toward a theater near you. The Bourne Legacy is the fourth film with the name Bourne in the title and the first without Matt Damon in the starring role. Kenneth Turan has a review.
Jason Bourne, as it turns out, was just the tip of the iceberg. The Bourne Legacy expands the espionage series universe by revealing that the top-secret U.S. government program that created Bourne's chemically-enhanced super-soldier went wider and deeper than anyone suspected. The retired Air Force colonel who runs all these clandestine programs is played by Edward Norton at his most convincing.
I need you to stop what you're doing and turn around. That's an order.
The colonel is the kind of villain willing to burn the village to save it. Someone who never has a moment of self-doubt.
Do you know what a sin eater is? It means that we take the moral excrement that we find in this equation and we bury it down deep inside of us. That is the job.
The man the colonel is hunting is Agent Aaron Cross, played by Jeremy Renner. Renner doesn't have Matt Damon's everyman grace, but he's a formidable actor who brings his particular brand of relentless intensity to the role of a remorseless killing machine. Rachel Weisz plays a biochemist hired to do pharmaceutical maintenance on these super soldiers. She barely knows Aaron Cross, but she ends up on the run with him.
Where are we going?
June. Your name is June. June Monroe. Say it.
June Monroe.
Say it.
June Monroe.
Anybody asked? You're June Monroe from Bethesda.
Orchestrating all of this is Bourne Legacy's co-writer and director, Tony Gilroy. This may be his first time behind the Bourne camera, but he's written on all four pictures, and he's in effect the keeper of the franchise flame. Gilroy comes off as coolly efficient as the ruthless assassins he traffics in. And that is saying quite a lot.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.
Thank you.